idea generation methodology is, as I said, is very important. That is why we are spending more time on it to discuss it. So you can generate the good ideas by adopting certain methodologies which consist of analyze the performance of the existing industries. Suppose if you have to do or you have to implement one project, then existing project, wherever it is functioning, you have to just analyze the performance of that existing industry. Then examine the inputs and also output of the various industries. Review its import and exports. Then study the plan outlaws and the government guidelines are also very much required from the environment perspective. And look at the suggestions of the financial institutions and the developing agencies. Because financial institutions, you may be approaching for the finance, and developing agencies, maybe you may be required to approach to the government agencies. Okay, then investigate the local material and resources. So take all these types into consideration and then you evolve the idea so as to take it for the project. Okay, then analyze the economy and the social trends, whether it is acceptable, project is acceptable there or not, or the projects like Nanar project, once it is approved, because of the local people it is opposed, it was taken away, now again it is getting revisited. So this kind of things, because they are purely, it is a wastage of time, money, energy and unnecessary unpleasantness behavior of the people. So the analysis of the economic and social trend is very important. Okay, study new technological development where it can help. Now the project was rejected, that Nanar project was rejected because it is harmful for the people who are staying there. But if any technically that harmful nature is reduced to the considerable extent, and if you are making or you are able to convince them, then perhaps you can go ahead with the projects. So these are some of the ideas, you know. So generation of idea and methodology is very important. These aspects you have to take into consideration. So tomorrow, progressively, if you are going to that particular stage and there you find certain obstacles, then your project will not be completed. That is why, while generating the ideas, these points must be taken into consideration. So technological development, draw clues from the consumption need, explore the possibility of reviving the sick units if it is already there, then how you can revive it and make it use. Then identify unfulfilled psychological needs and attend the trade fairs to understand the better technology or the choice of the people also. Then stimulate the creativity for generating the new product ideas. Hope that the chance factor will favor you. Okay. Preliminary screening idea is very also important. Once the ideas are generated, now you first step you have to take that you screen it. How to screen that idea? One, compatibility you have to ascertain with the promoters, whether it is acceptable to the promoter or not. Because ultimately, promoter is putting his money into the project. Then, consistency with the governmental priorities. There should be, government should not have take any objection for implementing of the project. Okay? So if you are clear on that front, then you go further for the availability of the input and adequacy of the market, available market. Okay? Then reasonableness of the cost, resembleness of the cost, and also acceptability of the risk level you have to take into consideration at the time of screening the ideas. Second aspect is a data collection. Now data collection is important step towards formulation of the project. It forms the backbone of the making good robust project, and it has to be credible also, because data should be very confident data you have to give. At this data, maybe it is primary data or it may be secondary data. The primary information in the data collection consists of the primary information represents the information that collected for the first time to meet the specific purpose on the hand. This data can be various kind of this. Okay, what is that? It is the cost of raw material, technical specification of the raw material, buyer's market or it is seller's market, or it may be the price points point of view, whether it will be acceptable by the general public or not. Then geographical areas where you can sell your product, okay? Then finished product, transportation cost, competition analysis, etc. Everything you have to take into consideration while collecting the primary information about the project. Then secondary information is nothing but it is also collection of the data. Secondary information, the data collection, what you have, these things are already available in the market. You have to just pull out and put it into your idea. For example, secondary information has to be generated some other concept that already available. Good amount of idea is available through the number of sources. There are various sources. Maybe market dealers you can approach. Maybe you can collect the ideas, secondary ideas from the internet, from the credit agency analysis, then trade journals, etc. for the specialized and exclusive project, market survey or companies, or maybe technical consultants also you can engage or you can take the ideas from them. Secondary information, nothing can be worse than skewed project reports based on inaccurate, unreal data. It can cause the great repercussion on the fate of the project. That is why the secondary information is very important, from which source you are collecting and what is the relevance or its accuracy of this data is very much important. Now, this data collection, when you see, so just summarizing the data collection, here you can see the data collection, it is of two types. One is a primary, second is secondary source. Primary source of the data consists of the observation, in-depth techniques, experiment, and the survey. Whereas secondary data collection consists of collection of certain information from, say, Census of India, plan report, or statistical abstract of India, India yearbook, economic survey, guidelines to the industries, stock exchange directory, trade publication, national sample survey, etc. So these are the types of the data collection and from the sources from where you can collect this data. Okay. Now, after the data collection, we have come to the documentation. Documentation is nothing but the idea generation based on whatever you have collected has to put on the paper, and that is the documentation, so as to assimilate properly and give this to the management. Management is nothing but they are the top management, team, decision makers. And it can be presented in various formats, maybe in Excel pie chart, maybe bar graphs, or maybe linear graph, depending upon whatever the type of project, whatever the idea you want to present it, and that needs to be documented on in the various forms. Very important aspect is a project appraisal. And there is a lot of space are there or steps are there in the project appraisal. After ascertaining that the project idea is suitable for the implementation, idea generation part is complete now. Now that you have everything you have done and you have drawn the picture and you have presented to the management, and now management say idea seems to be okay. Now let us appraise these ideas which is put on the paper. That is what the direction from the top management is. Then how the project appraisal start. After the ascertaining the project idea is suitable for the implementation, the detailed project appraisal has to be carried out under some different heads. And these projects must be appraised in a different form. For example, number one, it's a technical appraisal. Technical appraisal assesses whether the project is technically sound with respect to the various parameters such as technology, plant capacity, raw material, or its availability, from where it is, that is from where it is available, that is location, then available of the cheap manpower, or maybe availability of any other requirement if in addition to this. Okay, that is a technical parameter or technical appraisal part. Economic appraisal is also equally important to look into the economic benefit of the to the society and to the nation. Okay, that is very important. Market appraisal consists of to understand the potential market for the product and at the marketing strategy, to review the competence of the marketing team. And finally, the financial appraisal is the most complicated appraisal so far in economics that you are looking into, because it involves a lot of data, lot of formulas you have to use so as to ascertain yourself or build a confidence in you that this project is correct, whether to accept it or not, after it meets certain requirement as per the project formulation. So the financial appraisal consists of financial feasibility of the project, which may consist of the cost of the project, cost of the capital, its revenue to be received, or cash flow, or the return on capital employed, all these things into the project appraisal. And finally, the conclusion. The project appraisal is the final document, okay, in the formulation of the project proposal. Project appraisal is prepared either by the financial institution or by the consultant. Consultant also should be a knowledgeable person. The cost of the project appraisal can be debited to the project cost, and it can be counted as a part of the promoter's contribution. Then, once all this data put on the paper, the project team and the top management or decision makers are to decide on the priority of the project vis-a-vis its alternate proposal. The decision makers will decide based on the various criteria or criticality on how the particular project will be benefiting to the organization. A particular project that may be very sound financially, but may get slaved as it's a less beneficial vis-a-vis the alternative project as compared to another project. Similarly, project may not be a financially viable, but may be a considered as it has many indirect benefits, such as improvement of the quality or the product or the improvement of the services and to its customers. Investment in the project. Once it is decided that the project has to be accepted, now you have to look into project appraisal. Once appraisal is completed, then serially lot of events will be going to happen. First, look at the investment in the project. Once the project is desired to be taken for the implementation, the project team along with the finance team will work on the finance required for this project. Then the heads of such a plant, as well as machinery, equipment, manpower, contingency, power cost, raw material requirement, working capital requirement, etc. When they are looking for the funds, they have to first look into what are the sources of the funds. And there are two main sources of the funds. One is a debt or equity. Debt or equity. The company can raise the equity and the debt capital from both public as well as the private sources. Capital raised from the public sources is in the form of the security which is offered to the public. It may be equity, it may be shares. Okay, these security can be traded into the public or secondary market like Bombay Stock Exchange or National Stock Exchange, the stock which is given against the investment, which are recognized stock exchanges that facilitate the trading for the public securities. Promoters usually go for the projects that creates value for the owners or the shareholders of the firms, because they are the investor. when they invest in the company, in return, company has to issue them the shares. And if the shares are issued, then the shares will be traded on the stock exchanges. And depending upon the price which is quoted on the stock exchange, they can buy or sell of their securities. So depending upon that, so the sources of funds, promoters of the company are usually thinking that it should make the benefit to the shareholders of the firm. Maximum value of the shareholder is created if the project generates the maximum return on investment, ROI means return on investment, and the cost of the source of the fund is kept at low, as low as possible. If the cost of the source of the fund is not higher, then return on investment by at least 2% or the net present value, that is NPV, of the project is negative and it is not worthwhile in doing the project. Private capital comes either from the loan given by the banks or maybe financial institution or non-banking financial companies, that is NBFCs, private lenders in the form of the term loan, or maybe working capital, that is the loan. That is nothing but for the company, it is a debt loan. So the private capital comes in the form of issuing the shares, preference, warrants, debentures, bonds to the public, institution and the investors, and personal equity companies, etc. The source of funds or source of finance is divided into two parts. To summarize, you can look at here, the source of finance is divided into two parts. One is equity, second one is a debit. Under equity, there are two instruments. Company can issue against the investment or funds received. One is the equity and second one is a preference. Equity means normal shares. Preference means preferential shares, maybe to the promoters of the company. However, the debt instruments consist of, it's a bond, term loans, working capital advance, and miscellaneous sources. So it is divided into. So first two, equity and the preference, comes under the equity. And rest, all the four will come under debt. And this together forms the source of finance. Now cost of each source. Sources we have seen. Now what is the cost of collecting the funds like that? The different sources of the funds have a variable cost. Now debt and the preference stock entails more or less the fixed payment. Estimating cost of the debt and the preference shares is relatively easy. But the preference capital carries a fixed rate of the dividend and it is redeemable in nature. That is why it is advisable to have this debt instruments. Cost of the equity is difficult to estimate because this difficulty stems from the fact that equity shareholders have residual claims on the earning of the company. This means how much dividend they are declaring is very important. Higher the dividend, then company is doing well. That is what the thinking is. But irrespective of what company is doing or not, debt instrument, what they are saying, interest, I am getting the regular interest, irrespective of the fact whether company is doing well or not, I must get my shares. I must get my profit. So what is important here is the fixed income source under the debt, whereas variable income source in case of equity. Generally, equity is a costlier than the debt because debt never varies. However, the equity, cost of the equity or making available the dividend to the shareholders is maybe costly affair to the company. So company's output will be more, and that too again relating to the taxes also. So that is why generally equity is a costlier than the debt, as this investor expect higher rate of return on as compared to the debt. Another point here is the weighted average cost of the capital in the project. What is this weighted average? Weighted average to the cost of the capital in the project. Company's cost of the capital is a weighted average cost, various sources of the finance which is used by it. It may be equity or preference shares or other debt instruments. Now, company cost of the capital is the rate of return which is expected by the existing capital providers, and it reflects in the business risk of the existing assets as well as the capital structure of which is deployed in the company. Project cost of the capital is again a rate of return expected by the existing capital providers for new project or investment in the company which is proposed to undertake. It depends on the business risk and debt capacity of the new project. Weighted average cost calculation is very simple. The proportion of the equity multiplied by the cost of the equity plus proportion of the preference share multiplied by the cost of the preference plus proportion of the debt multiplied by the cost of debt. Together, it forms the weighted average cost of the capital of the project. This can be formulated in the simple formula. It can be calculated like WAC is equal to D into RD divided by into bracket D plus E bracket complete plus D into RE divided by D into D plus E in bracket complete. Here, D and E are the market values of the debt and equity. D for debt, E for equity, respectively. And the equity and the RD and RE are the expected returns on the debt with the equity respectively. This is how the weighted average assets or weighted average cost of the capital, WACC, can be calculated. Now, another aspect is return on investment from the project. I have invested certain funds and I return what the instrument I am holding, that is more important. And it has a link directly to the profit. That means it is an equity instrument, because debt instrument doesn't have any equity link. So the return on investment from the project, this refers to the net return available to the project sponsors after all the debt holders, preference shareholders and the shareholders are paid. Therefore, return on investment is equal to total profit is equal to interest, total profit minus total profit minus interest on loan plus amount due on the preference shares and dividend to the shares. So return on investment percentage is equal to net profit percentage minus WACC, return on assets percentage. Now, steps in financing the project. Steps in financing the project. You know where, from where the money is coming into investment in the project. The steps are various steps, which consist of the investment in the project, source of funds, cost of each source, WACC, and return from the investment. Okay. This investment in the project, source of funds, cost of each source, weighted average, how to calculate, and return from the investment, we have already discussed this in earlier one. Now, implementation of the project. In implementation, what happens? Engagement of the consultant, financial closure, contract finalization, execution of the contract, and monitoring and the control. What exactly happens in these steps? Engagement of the consultant is for all the project. Consultants are very much required, and consultants may be, they are either in-house consultant or you have to engage from outside sources. financial source, financial closures, not source. Completion of all the arrangement of the financing mode of the project called as the financial closures. Contract finalization, it means the contract may be, it is a turnkey contract, that is a big contract, maybe non-turnkey contract, small contract or engineering contract, procurement, construction, EPC, that is engineering, procurement, construction, that is EPC, then build, operate, transfer, or maybe built own transporter, that is BOOT, or built own operate lease, that is BOOL, and the built own operate sale, that is BOS, etc. Then execution of the contract of the project. Execution of the contract is nothing but after the contract and contracts have been finalized, the next stage for the execution of the contract and its project starts. Finally, the monitoring and the control, which is very important. Because monitoring and the control of the physical progress of the project is very important. Financial progress, quality control, performance guarantee, and other parameters also we have to look into. Completion of the construction for the step, next step is the completion of the construction. Completion of the construction is the physical completion of the project. Then commissioning of the project means start of the project, that is commissioning to make the commercial utilization of the project. Performance guarantee test, that means whether the project is running properly as per the schedule or not, or as per the specification or not. Then handing over the operation, that is plant is handed over to the operation team. And finally, the closure of the contract. That is, all contracts are finalized and it is closed. Now, post-implementation work. Completion of the cost of completion and post-project evaluation project. Completion cost and capitalization. To work out the completion cost and to capitalize the project in the books of the accounts. Post-project evaluation project is nothing but the project, post-project evaluation and the post-completion of the audit report, the actual result, completion cost and the profitability, etc. is to be compared with the provision which is already made while approving the project. With this, we complete the chapter 1. Thank you very much.